Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Indeed, great to have you with us on a day where Kevin emailed topics and they were all rejected.
Like a three-pointer from way downtown, rejected.
Wow. I mean, your topics were bizarre.
Okay.
Should Shamokin have an NFL team? Where do you come up with this stuff?
No. That was Shamokin Dam, and that was your idea for the USFL team, remember?
I know it was, but I don't understand where you're coming from here. I said USFL. I didn't say NFL.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong letters.
I mean, insane stuff like that. What? I don't understand. Colts and Luck, Skins go RG3. Where does Tannehill go? I think he's going to go to the Dolphins. I really do.
Well, the Dolphins
draft's next
missed,
week.
Yeah, the Dolphins have missed out on everybody else.
Yeah, in reality, have they? I think Mike Sherman now is their offensive coordinator, and Tannehill played for him at Texas A&M. I think it's a great fit.
So you're saying they did it on purpose?
I think in the end they didn't want to pay that much money for it.
Interesting idea.
You know, he's the offensive coordinator now. There isn't anybody on the planet that has a better feel for what kind of quarterback he is than Mike Sherman does. And by the way, your team, the Steelers.
Yes.
I noticed this didn't make the cut of your... Their throwback jerseys are awful.
I told you they would be.
Look like a bumblebee with those numbers. It looked like a bumblebee with the numbers where it looks like the old alarm clock where the number would flip over. That's what it looks like.
It actually looks like a color. It actually looks like if it were in black and white, it would look like you were in prison with numbers on your chest. Yeah, I agree. They're pretty much awful.
I mean, terrible. Don't quite get where they're going.
I mean, that's worse than the... Remember, we talked about it yesterday. We said there's a possibility they would go to the rugby-style jerseys from the first year. Well, this isn't even that good. But they still have the Grey Poupon pants, though.
I mean, these are terrible.
Yeah.
What was the thinking on that one?
It's the 1938 uniform.
Well, there's a reason they junked it.
Fortunately,
and this is it.
Fortunately, they're not using the leather helmets with them. But...
Yeah, well.
And I think the helmets that they will use will be the black and gold helmets, not the yellow ones that they used for the throwback jerseys the last few years.
I like the yellow ones.
I did, too.
They're actually pretty good. All right, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. We'll continue on as we talk about what do you expect from the Blue White game Saturday. Nice talk with Charlie Fisher today. Give me a call. Saw Matt Millen at practice the last couple days. He's hanging out. Want me to tell you hi, Kevin?
Thank you. Tell him as well. Hello.
Yeah. And then Jesse Palmer was there the other day, along with Joe Shad. And they both wanted to know, make sure you're hanging in, doing okay, and whether I was treating you well. It was a very touching conversation. That Jesse Palmer was wearing actually a Penn State football T-shirt. And I said, if your guys down in Florida saw you wearing that, he says, look, I'm only wearing it to the border. He said, then I'm going to take it off. I said, really? About that. So what are you looking for in the Blue-White game? The weather looks like it's going to be pretty good on Saturday, which is great. I mean, everybody's been wondering about how it would turn out, what the weather would be like. Now it turns out it looks like it's going to be very, very nice. Thrilled about that. And that includes Friday with that carnival and so forth. What's the only thing that's disturbing about the weather this weekend is Sunday they're doing that benefit for Special Olympics, the run into Beaver Stadium. And weather might not be so great for that. Let's see here.
So yeah, you're doing the same thing I am. You're looking at the forecast for Saturday. Looks like 69 for the temperature.
Right.
With the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but the probability there is about, at best, 50%.
Yep. Au contraire. In fact, I've gone. See, I go premium on you.
Right. You've gone premium.
Okay. You sit there and keep giving everybody the generic.
I'm generic.
So forth,
that's right.
You know, I mean, I'm going premium here. I mean, if Barty's going to go to the game, I want to make sure Barty's dressed right.
Well, all right, Mr. Premium. Enlighten me.
Give me a second here.
Well, obviously, your premium isn't very fast.
They go hour by hour. I'm the one. It's operator error.
Okay.
I go hour by hour. Okay.
Yeah, I've got the same thing.
Hour by hour. So up until noon, there's a possibility of maybe a shower. Talking about a shower at 6, shower at 7, maybe a shower at 10, 9 to 10, maybe a shower at noon. Okay, fine. In the next 8 hours, it doesn't rain again from noon until 7 o'clock. In fact, they say the sun may peak out during the game.
Although I do have a question, though. I'm looking at the 2 o'clock forecast, which says partly cloudy. Now, is that just a pessimistic view of partly sunny?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You always ask me.
I figure you knowing some meteorologists, you might be able to give me some insight there.
Yeah, no. That's exactly right. That's, you know, and just by throwing some showers in the forecast for Saturday, that's just their way of getting attention and a little cry for help.
Now, if your forecast holds true, what's it look like for 8, 9, and 10 then? For Bucknell's spring game?
Well, for here, it looks like 8 o'clock clear. In fact, the rest of the night clear.
Okay, well, that's good because whatever happens in State College usually happens here about an hour later.
Yeah, it's all clear. The next day on Sunday actually is not that bad. That run starts at, I think, 10:30, 11 o'clock. They're talking about 51 degrees and cloudy. And no rain on Sunday. So that's good. Very, very.
We've covered everything today. We've covered sports. We've covered breaking news. Now the weather. What more could you ask for in 2 hours?
Well, but the weather is going to determine who goes to the blue-white game.
True.
All right. Let's see. What else do we have on your list here, Chunk? NFL scheduled best matchup. Let's get to the NFL schedule for a moment. Let's get to that.
Okay.
Because I know you've been aching to talk about it. It means a tremendous amount to you, especially with the new Nike uniforms. You want to know who pairs up where.
I'd like to know who sat and made the schedule and thought, why don't we have the Steelers and Ravens play as late as possible both their games and only have a week off in between?
Well, must be them. Steelers in the preseason will play the Eagles. Then they will play Indianapolis, Buffalo, and Carolina. They'll open the season. They'll have 3 Sunday night games this year and 1 Monday night game. The first of their 3 Sunday night games will be in Denver against Peyton Manning and company on the opening night, September 9th. Then they get the Jets at home, late afternoon game. At Oakland on the 23rd late afternoon game, then a bye week. Then they get Philadelphia, early game on October 7th. Then they have remember, the NFL Network's doing 13 Thursday night games this year. It's not 7 or 8. They're doing 13 of them this year. The Steelers go on Thursday Night Football to take on the Tennessee Titans on Thursday, October 11th. And then they follow that up with an NBC national appearance against the Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium. I mean, does NBC know that's the Bengals playing, right?
I think they were hoping for the best and realized that, well, all right, it's the Bengals. I guess we'll have to throw a bone to Cincinnati.
They have the Redskins at home on the 28th of October. November, they start with the Giants at MetLife Stadium. Then their Monday night games, the 12th, with Kansas City at home. Then they play Baltimore. This is the NBC Sunday night game on November 18th. Then they play at Cleveland, early game on the 25th. Then they have Baltimore again, this time in Baltimore for a late afternoon game on CBS December 2nd. Chargers will be the game at 1 o'clock on Sunday, December 9th. On the 16th, they're at Arlington to take on Dallas. It's a late afternoon game. They get the last two games will then be at Heinz Field with Cincinnati on the 23rd, early game, and then Cleveland on the 30th in an early game.
Now I realize that there's the preseason is not that big a deal, but Pittsburgh has at least one game on their schedule against the team they play in the regular season.
The Eagles are worse.
What's the Eagles situation then?
Yeah. The Eagles play Pittsburgh first. Then they have New England. That's an ESPN game. Then they play Cleveland on Friday, August 24th, and then they have the Jets. They opened the season with Cleveland. And the irony is they play Cleveland in the third preseason game. That's the one where you play everybody.
Yeah, why? Why did they do that?
Don't know. But they open with Cleveland at Cleveland. So they actually go to Cleveland twice in a span of 16 days. Then they have Baltimore at home. Then they're at Arizona on the 23rd. The Giants at the Link on the 30th. At the Steelers on October 7th at Heinz. They get the Detroit Lions at the Link on the 14th. After a bye week on the 21st, they then get Atlanta in an early game on October 28th. They make their first of two Monday Night Football appearances at New Orleans on November 5th. Then they get the Cowboys in a late afternoon game at the Link on November 11th. On the 18th, an early game at Washington at FedEx Field. On November 26th, they play their second Monday night game at the Link. They take on the Carolina Panthers. They follow that up with their one Sunday night appearance when they take on the Cowboys in Arlington December 2nd. They then get Tampa Bay on December 9th. That will be at Raymond James Stadium. Then they get their one Thursday night appearance when they take on the Bengals on Thursday the 13th. That'll be at the Link. Home with the Redskins on December 23rd, early game, and then at MetLife Stadium to take on the Giants in what could be a critical game at 1 o'clock on Fox, December 30th. That's what the Eagles are doing.
You know, and I thought the Eagles' bye week at week 7 came at a perfect time because you have the Giants, Steelers, and Lions, then you have the bye week, and it's Falcons, Saints, Cowboys, Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a perfect. The Steelers' bye week is week 4.
Yes.
Useless.
Yes.
Useless. But now let's see. There's the Giants schedule, which has been said to be the toughest schedule in the league.
Yeah, and as the defending Super Bowl champions, I mean, based on formula, it should be. They'll play preseason games with Jacksonville, the Jets, the Bears, and then New England. Then they will open on that Wednesday because the Democratic National Convention, President Obama will accept the Democratic nomination for president on Thursday the 6th. So they'll open with the Cowboys on NBC on Wednesday the 5th. And they'll play again until the 16th when they play Tampa Bay at home. Then they hit the road. They get the first Thursday game at Carolina on the 20th. Then they will get the Eagles on Sunday Night Football on the 30th of September. Then they get the Cleveland Browns October 7th. The 14th, they're at San Francisco late afternoon game. The 21st, they get the Redskins early on Fox. They're at Dallas and Arlington on the 28th. That will be the afternoon game on Fox. The Steelers, late afternoon game on CBS. That will be at MetLife on November 4th. At Cincinnati on Fox, November 11th. Then the Giants get a bye week. Then they get Green Bay on Sunday Night Football on November 25th. They get a Monday night game at Washington at 8:30. on Monday, December 3rd. And then Sunday the 9th, they are at home in New Orleans. Sunday the 16th at Atlanta. Sunday the 23rd at Baltimore, which could be a key game for the Steelers. And then they close out with the Eagles. Now, of course, everything down the stretch the last 3 weeks is all standard. You don't see any Sunday night games there. The reason being is that that's the wild card. Those are the wild card weeks. So that's their schedule.
I was looking at the Redskins schedule, and I was surprised that the Redskins start off with a 1 o'clock game. I thought maybe they might get a primetime, or not a primetime game, but maybe a 4 o'clock an afternoon game in week one with the Saints to show off RG3 a little bit.
Probably wait and let that play out.
They got great bye in week 10. Did you see that? That's a perfect spot for a bye.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Remember who owns them. All right. We'll come back, take a look at a couple more schedules, including the Jets in a moment. Our number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565, as we continue on WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
We should set this song on fire.
That's for all those college players leaving college early for the NBA.
Oh, brother. Unbelievable. Well, let's get to the Jets here. Then we'll get to the Redskins here in a moment. The Jets will have Cincinnati, the Giants, Carolina, Philadelphia preseason. Then they open with Buffalo. Then they're at the Steelers, at Miami. They have the Niners in an early game. That's at home. Home with the Texans. That's a Monday night game. Should be a good game. Texans are a pretty good team.
Playoff potential.
They were in the playoffs last year.
Right.
Lost to the Ravens. All right, Bardi, stop smiling. Yeah, you have a backup quarterback issue. The Colts on the 14th of October, then the 21st at New England. Sunday the 28th, they have Miami, then their bye week. After the bye week, they're at Seattle. Then they're at St. Louis. Then they have the Thanksgiving night game that is not on the Big Ten, not on the NFL Network. It's on NBC this year. Thanksgiving night, New England at MetLife Stadium.
That could be an interesting game.
Yes, it could be. That's why they put it on Thanksgiving night.
Well, you know what the NFL's hoping for, and NBC especially. They're hoping by week 12, it'll be Tebow time.
Well, New England and the Jets, pretty good rivalry, too. That's Thanksgiving night. And by the way, the Sunday night game, the crew doesn't have to go far that week. It's Green Bay at the Giants. So just keep them there. And then they go early games, 1 o'clock, Arizona at home. On December 2nd, December 9th, Jacksonville at home, Monday night game at Tennessee. Then they get a Sunday night game against the Chargers. And then close out with Buffalo. So Buffalo bookends the Jets' schedule.
Now, see, I like that for divisional games. You have one early in the season, and then you have one late in the season with the potential. Now, I'm not saying it will happen this way, but it has the potential to be a decider in Week 17. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now you get to the Redskins schedule. The Redskins in the preseason will play Buffalo to open up. And then they will get Chicago. Then they're that's at Soldier Field. Then they will play Indianapolis and Tampa Bay. They open at New Orleans. Then they play at St. Louis. Home with the Bengals, then at Tampa Bay. So they're on the road three of the first four games. Atlanta at home, then the Vikings at home. All early. Then the Giants at MetLife. Then they're at the Steelers. Carolina is their game on November 4th. Then bye week is in week 10. Then it's the Eagles' early game on the 18th. Then on Thanksgiving, they play at Dallas. 4:15 game. That's the Fox game. And then they're off until December 3rd when they get the Giants on Monday Night Football. So RG3, people will see him on Thanksgiving. Then they'll see him on Monday Night Football. Then they have Baltimore on the 9th. That's at home at FedEx. They're at the Browns on December 16th. At Philadelphia the 23rd. Close out with the Cowboys at home. For the most part, it's a good schedule for the Redskins.
Really nice bye week there in week 10, right before you get into the heart of your league schedule at the end of the year.
Favorable schedule. But that happened when you're 5-11, you're going to get a little more favorable schedule based on the formula in the NFL, and they have that. 1-800-795-9565, more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after Sarah Bartlett and the news at the bottom of the hour on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this wonderful Wednesday. Counting down to the blue-white game, Beaver Stadium. Numbers 1-800-795-9565. Ran down that Redskins schedule for you. What about the ever-incredible Baltimore Ravens? Let's get to the Barty schedule here. They open up with the Falcons, so, I mean, if Barty wants to go down for a preseason game, watch Matt Ryan, she can. Then they have Detroit, Jacksonville, St. Louis in the preseason. They open up with Cincinnati in the initial Monday night game of the year in Baltimore. At Philadelphia, early game, September 23rd, New England, in Baltimore on NBC. It's a primetime game. They follow that up very quickly when they play on Thursday night, one of those 13 Thursday night games, when they get the Browns on the NFL Network.
That short week won't be a problem with the Browns.
Yes, probably correct. 542 attempts for Flacco, only 20 touchdown passes.
That's why they're looking at three other quarterbacks, including Painter.
Barty. Then they have Kansas City October 7th, Dallas early game on October 14th, October 21st, Houston early game. That game will be at Reliance Stadium. Then their bye week is in week 8. At Cleveland, 1 o'clock on CBS November 4th. On the 11th, they have the Raiders early. Then they have the Steelers, that primetime game, NBC, Sunday the 18th at Heinz Field. At San Diego, late game on the 25th. December 2nd, Steelers at home, 4:15 game. At the Redskins at 1 on December 9th. Denver on December 16th, that's in Baltimore. The Giants in Baltimore on the 23rd and at Cincinnati on Sunday the 30th. That's not a bad schedule at all for them.
It's a little bit tougher. I mean, based on what happened last year, it's probably a little bit tougher than the year before. Probably lends itself to being a little bit harder to win the division because I think the Steelers' schedule is a little bit easier than it was the year before. But then again, you have to take all that with a grain of salt because you just never know what's going to happen injury-wise. You know,
look, they'll beat Cincinnati twice. Philadelphia's somewhat of a toss-up game. New England's a toss-up game. They'll beat Cleveland twice. They should beat Kansas City. They're better than Dallas. Houston's a toss-up game, especially down there. Oakland, they should win that. Steelers, they should split that series. San Diego should be better than they were. Then again, North Turner Super Bowl works. That's right, you didn't have any.
That Redskins game could be a good one.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Giants obviously tough, and then at Cincinnati. So I don't think it's that bad of a schedule at all. I don't think it's that bad.
They do have the Manning brothers back to back.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's just a little side note.
What team does Cooper Manning play for now?
I don't know.
Oh boy. So yeah, I mean that's what they have. It's not bad. Look, you had to play the Browns twice. I mean, the Browns had to be in somebody's division.
The Browns are looking to have a division all by themselves. They figure that's their shot at winning.
You realize, though, the Steelers gave up fewer points than the Ravens last year?
Yes. I also realized that they had fewer wins, too.
That's very true.
Two of them in particular that really were painful, but let's not get into that. It's a new season.
And Flacco only threw 20 touchdown passes last year. How do you throw the ball 542 times and only have 20 touchdown passes?
You have receivers dropping them in the end zone.
Well, it's in the playoffs. Right. Let's see. How about America's team?
Oh, you know, I'm really tired of that. I mean, it may have been that way in the 70s, maybe even in the 90s again, but they don't travel nearly as well as, well, all right, so I'm going to look at this thing with, you know, my view of things, but the Steelers travel much better than the Cowboys do.
Well, I was talking about the St. Louis Rams. All right.
No. Sure you were.
Cowboys schedule at Oakland, at San Diego. Then they have St. Louis at home, then Miami. Then they open at the Giants Wednesday, September 5th. That's the primetime game. Then they're at Seattle late game, home with Tampa Bay early game, Monday night football game with the Bears on Monday the 1st. Then they get their bye week in week 5 at Baltimore on the 14th, at Carolina the 21st, 28th, the late afternoon game with the Giants in Arlington, Sunday night game at Atlanta on November 4th, 11th at Philadelphia, late afternoon game, early game with Cleveland on the 18th, Redskins in a late afternoon game of the 22nd on Thanksgiving Day. So that's the second of three games that day. Then they get a Sunday night game with Philadelphia on December 2nd, at Cincinnati early game, Steelers in a late game at home in Arlington, early game with the Saints in Arlington, and then at FedEx against the Redskins to close out the regular season on the 30th. So, again, not bad.
Well, if you're looking at that schedule, though, there's probably only three or four comfortable games that you feel that are comfortable wins.
Sure. Man, you're talking about a team that went just 2-4 last year in the NFC East.
Yeah, I would say the Browns would be a comfortable game. I think the Panthers is a comfortable game for them on the schedule. I think the Seahawks is a pretty comfortable game. After that, no, the Bengals. The Bengals are going to might be one of those fourth ones. But other than that, it's rough.
Who had more touchdown passes last year, Tony Romo or Joe Flacco?
I'm going to say Joe Flacco just because you brought it up.
No, Romo had 31.
See, I thought that's why you brought it up because it was less.
He had 31. It's going to be his ninth year in the league. You know that? So he's not a kid anymore. It's his ninth year in the league.
You know, I had a friend who was a big Dallas Cowboy fan. He said, you know how I can find, in the 90s, he said, you know how I can find out if they're true Cowboy fans or if they're, bandwagoners? He said, I asked them who was the quarterback after Danny White, and if they say Troy Aikman, I know it's a bandwagoner.
Right, sure. Absolutely.
He said, if they say Jeff Hogaboom, then I know we're good to go.
Gary Hogaboom, sorry. Yeah. Flacco, let's see. 20 touchdown passes, 542 attempts. He had more attempts than Romo. Threw 12 interceptions, too. Jeepers, guys. Barty turning red.
One of the breaks. Nobody.
We'll be the only show in America. Not even Cleveland are they looking at this.
They're not even worried about it there. That's right.
They open at Detroit. This is their preseason. Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia, Chicago. They're their preseason games.
Oh, and there's another one that they play Philadelphia another, what, 2 weeks after they play them again?
Well, that's what I pointed out in the Eagles schedule. Yeah. I did said that. Yeah, they open with the Eagles. Then they're at Cincinnati. Then they are up against Buffalo at home. Then they're at Baltimore in a Thursday night game.
That'll be a game. Let's see. The game kicks off at 8:20. It should be over by 9:10.
At the Giants, Cincinnati at home, at Indianapolis. That should be quite a struggle. San Diego at home, then Baltimore at home, then a bye week in week 10. At Dallas, Pittsburgh at home, at Oakland, Kansas City and Washington back-to-back home games, at Denver and at Pittsburgh to close. That is the Cleveland Browns schedule. If that's not exciting,
let's see.
That doesn't juice you up. What about Green Bay?
You know, I'm trying to find game that gets the Browns off the goose egg in the win column in that schedule.
Well, if they draft well with those three picks in the first 37, they'll win a few more games. You think they may win 6 or 7 games?
They need a quarterback,
but the quarterback might be better based on who they draft.
True, that's true. You need somebody to throw to.
Right, the Packers had one of them supposed to be a receiver, by the way, in their picks. I think all three are going to be on the offensive side. Let's see, because Brandon Wheaton might be one of their picks. San Diego, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Kansas City preseason. Now, then the pack opens with the 49ers at Lambeau at 4:15. Then the Bears at Lambeau, Sunday Night Football. No, check that. Thursday night's the NFL Network game. Then they play a Monday night game at Seattle. On the 30th, they're home with New Orleans, at least what's left of them. At Indianapolis, then a Sunday night game with Houston at Reliance Stadium. So it's Houston on Sunday Night Football. St. Louis on the road. They play 3 straight road games. There's a point where the Packers play 4 out of 5 on the road, including 3 straight. Then they're at St. Louis on the 21st. Then finally back home, Jacksonville on the 28th, Arizona November 4th, bye week in week 10. At Detroit, Sunday afternoon, the 18th. The 25th, they had that Sunday night game with the Giants at MetLife. Then they play 3 of the next 4 at home. Minnesota's at home, home with Detroit. Then they're at Chicago. The home game with Detroit, by the way, is a Sunday night game. Then at Chicago, Tennessee at home. Then they're at Minnesota. So that's what the Packers have.
You know, I was looking at the
Mel Kiper. Their quarterback threw 45 touchdown passes.
I was looking at Mel Kiper's mock draft. He has the 4th pick being Trent Richardson, the running back from Alabama.
Going to Cleveland.
Going to Cleveland.
Right. Which I've talked about.
Yes. Yes, you have.
And what else?
Well, that's as far as I've been able to get. I only have the top 5 right now.
I see. You know, if you'd stop investing in Xbox 360 and then maybe put a little money into, like, the premium site.
Probably. We could write it off.
I wouldn't openly talk about that. We'll come back with more on WKOK after this.
You've got spring fever. Sunbury Motors Kia has the cure. Right now, Sunbury Motors Kia can save you up to $6,500 on 2012 Kia Sedonas. All-wheel drive 2012 Kia Serenos are up to $3,500 off. Tired of paying big bucks at the pump? Get big miles per gallon with a Kia Rio. Up to 45 mpg. Sunbury Motors Kia also has great discounts on Kia Fortes and Souls, which get up to 40 mpg. Lease a new Soul or Rio with zero down for just $229 per month. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Kia, you get an extra set of tires. Sunbury Motors Kia is known as the dealer who gives you more for your trade, which means there's never been a better deal than the Sunbury Motors Kia deal. They always give you what your trade is worth. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com. Must qualify for all available rebates. Tax and tags extra.
Get a little wild here in the studio. Get a little wild. A little woolly. I'm going to go over to practice today. So, in fact, I talked to Charlie Fisher earlier today. There's a big project that he's working on that you and I are eventually going to help him with.
We are?
Yes, we are. I volunteered you.
I was going to say, when were you going to break that to me? Okay, what is said project?
No, we'll talk about it later. I'm just saying he's working on something. It's a charity event.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and we're going to help him.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, he's from our area.
Sure.
No, brother.
What? No, I'm all for that. I don't know what the project is, but yeah, I'm
no,
in.
No, yeah, good. Good. We'll talk about it when you're here tomorrow.
All right.
We're going to be in the same room tomorrow.
Yeah, but fortunately, there's going to be a whole lot of people around, so you don't have to worry about it. Which, by
the
way...
You talk about planning it well.
which, by the way, means that we'll have a Best Of show tomorrow, and one that I have not had a chance to listen to thoroughly yet, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it and wanted to hear it again rather quickly. And that was the
yes.
one that was on Friday, so...
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who didn't think we haven't had any best ofs, did we fool all of you or what? Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. And then on Friday, I really want to get into some heavy Penn State football talk. You know, let's really get into breaking down the game and have some fun with it.
Okay, twist my arm.
I'll have a better read on a couple things, obviously. Well, I have a pretty good read anyway. I'm talking to Bill tomorrow. So we'll re-air that for you. I will re-air that for you on Monday, by the way. And, yes, my son Dan's here. And he trip in from New Hampshire, taking a look at the studio. He said right now he's actually in a state of shock right now.
I can imagine.
Yeah, have a seat. No, take a seat. Take a seat there. Take a seat. I mean, you're in a state of shock seeing all this, aren't you?
It's pretty nice.
All the memories.
This isn't his room.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
No.
I was going to say, Dad, what did you do with my poster?
No, his it had to be defogged. I mean, it really did. But he's probably wondering, where's the Rocky poster and everything else? I took that stuff out of here.
Fenway Park still.
Yeah, the Fenway Park poster's still there. But he's in a state of shock. I mean, did you ever expect to see this here, the Sunbury Motors Studio?
No, nor did I expect to see you on a... mouse pad.
That's very true. You haven't seen that yet, have you, Kevin?
No.
No, yeah. Yeah, yes.
I have not.
No, we
you have your own mouse pad?
Yes, because when we have the golf tournament coming up,
right?
I have Steve Jones Show magnets, pens, and other sort of things that we're going to hand out. I had them made up. That's how proud I am of the show.
Wow. So you have your face on a mouse pad.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Stunning. Really, I get sick every day. So, I mean, this is where we need to get Barty on a mouse pad. Don't you think?
I'm not going to go there.
Are all of us together?
Listen, that's going to take one big mouse pad for just me alone.
Well, I understand that. I mean, that's quite a melon you got up there.
It's...
But we have that golf tournament, the Purdy Golf Tournament, coming up on May 9th.
Right.
You and I will be in the morning flight. And once again, Ducks Unlimited want us to put that out as a public service announcement that we'll be in the morning flight.
Actually, the only thing you have to worry about at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club are the squirrels. The squirrels think that it's their own golf course.
I'm not worried about the squirrels.
I am, because one stole my ball a couple of years.
Wouldn't hit it at the darn thing. Hit the ball in the fairway. They don't go out there. Come on.
Oh, yes, they do.
If you're going to go.
They eat in the high grass.
Huh?
They eat in the high grass.
Yeah, they eat in the high grass. You don't seem to get it.
I scared the you-know-what out of one a few years ago. I remember that.
Look, you scare your playing partners, okay?
That's also
don't act
true.
Like you're just scaring the squirrels.
That's also true.
I mean, you're the only guy I've seen that when he swings, everybody stands 20 feet back.
You have no idea.
Now, who else is in our foursome?
At the moment, it's you, me, and I believe Drew Kelly was going to play. I don't know if he is officially committed yet.
I mean, Ham's going to be here tomorrow. Maybe I'll ask him.
There you go. Then you guys can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then guess what? You would be out cold. You would know what you did the entire round. Would you?
I'd leave with low self-esteem and maybe even in tears. Look, who knows?
You're going to anyway, so let's just go for it.
I'm actually looking forward to that tournament. I mean, I've played in it many, many years, and we never, ever, ever come even close to winning it, which is fine because I just enjoy playing in it. But I usually play in the afternoon and don't get a chance to play in the morning flight. So it'd be nice to play in the morning flight and then do the show from there, too.
I mean, do you realize where Jack played golf last week?
Yes.
Hilton Head.
Yes.
And his playing partner for one round was Chad Campbell. Well, what the heck?
You do know there is a rule. You have to use at least one drive for everybody on the scramble on each of the nine holes, on the front and back.
What, in this tournament coming up?
Yes.
I'm sure on some par three we can chip and putt off of yours.
Which I was just going to say, be prepared to hit from the ladies' tee someday, because we may.
Well, why don't we get Barty to play?
I don't think she does.
Oh, well, neither do you, but you're playing.
Isn't that something?
Oh, we have to come up with a fourth. Maybe we'll give away a spot on the air.
You know, I'm starting to feel a little sympathy for your son. Because I know what I have to go through every day. I can only imagine what it must have been like for him.
No, he's very happy and content with his life. He, to his credit, was given lots of boosts of confidence from his father the entire time.
Find that hard to believe.
Basically, I just take it out on you.
Oh, that explains it then. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, everybody.